Just for everybody's edification, we are recording. You all have done this enough times, you know how that works. Even in what passed for former normal, we made digital audio recordings in the council chambers, and now Louise is doing that on her end. And I get audio and video here through Zoom online. So we've got all kinds of things. Listen.
Hello, this is Susie Rogers. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm having some issues with video.
Okay. Well, you can keep tinkering with that if you like, and I'll continue doing my introduction here, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to formally call us to order at this point. We are recording the proceedings. Even though I do have a video recording, I do still like for anything you want to be on the record to be audible. So, if you're testifying or answering questions, whatever you're doing, this needs to be part of the record, please make an audible answer. This is a hearing on a request to vacate right-of-way that is billed as portions of Commerce Street, South 7th Street, and Pacific Avenue in order to cure existing building encroachments in and around the building known as Old City Hall, it looks like. And these areas are legally and otherwise more particularly described in the city's preliminary report that was received in the office of the hearing examiner on October 14th prior to today's hearing as a proposed exhibit. The request of vacation is billed as being intended to cure existing encroachments. Today is October 22nd, 2020, and we are convening on the record just after 9 a.m., which is the date and time noticed for the hearing in this matter, and the place being here in the ether over Zoom, thanks to our now normal of COVID and being prevented from having these meetings in person. I am Jeff Capel, the City of Tacoma's hearing examiner. I'll be presiding over today's hearing. And as I believe everybody who's in the hearing now knows, I am City Council's hearing officer for purposes of street vacations. I take testimony evidence and make a written recommendation with findings and conclusions to the City Council. The City Council then acts on that recommendation, either following it or not, as the Council sees fit. Because street vacations are considered legislative actions in the state of Washington, and I'm not the legislature. So I have some questions about how we're going to proceed today. Normally, I would explain that, you know, the city goes first and then the petitioner, and it looks like from the pre-hearing submissions that this is entirely city-initiated. Is that correct, Mr. Stevens?
That is correct, Mr. Examiner.
Okay, so we really don't have a separate petitioner. Does the city still own the building and the real property at this point, or has it been conveyed to the
city? The city is still the property owner, Mr. Sam.
Still the property owner. Okay. All right. So from a procedural legal standpoint, then it is the property owner who owns the underlying fee in the right of way anyway. He was just seeking to have certain areas unencumbered by its own right-of-way interest. And I guess really for purposes of the legal posture on this, we have the City of Tacoma sort of in its proprietary capacity as the property owner seeking to be released from a governmental interest that it also has. And I guess it has to be that way, or else we would have a merger situation and there'd be no right-of-way out there. But I don't think merger doctrine comes into play here because we have the city owning the property more or less in a proprietary capacity as opposed to its sovereign capacity, which is the capacity that right-of-way is held in and through. I have a question after reviewing the materials that were submitted pre-hearing, and I have city's exhibits 1 through 16 in this. Is that the whole of it, Mr. Stevens?
That is the whole of it, Mr. Stevens.
And I presume the city and its, I don't know, the city in either of its capacities, I presume, doesn't have any objections to those exhibits coming in and being made part of the record. Is that fair?
That is correct.
I suppose Jennifer or Susie could jump in and say otherwise if they thought differently, but not hearing any objections from either of them at this point. I would entertain a motion from the city then to have its exhibits 1 through 16 be admitted and made part of the record prior to getting underway.
Mr. Examiner, was Jennifer raising her hand?
Well, it sort of looked like it because her screen froze with the hand up. But I'm not sure she meant for it to be up there that long.
Okay.
And I see a head shaking now for purposes of the audio record, so we'll just, if you want to make an objection, Ms. Camerzell, now's the time. Otherwise, I'm gonna admit the cities 1 through 16. All right, so the city's exhibits 1 through 16 are admitted and made part of the record. Now, last procedural matter, I suppose, and maybe we have to address this as we go through things, but and in order to frame this up, I'm going to share my screen, so hang on, give me a moment here. Let me get to, well, the right exhibit. I don't know if it's the right exhibit, but one of the exhibits that will help illustrate this. Okay.
Mr. Examiner, would you like me to read my short blurb asking, letting you know that I can read my report into the record? Would you like me to do that now before we dig into this?
No, let me finish my stuff first.
Okay, perfect.
So this is, which exhibit is this? This is exhibit C2, and it shows vacation areas along Commerce Street.
Right.
Long and skinny.
Right.
1 foot wide by 127 feet. You know what I'm going to do? Because this is going to end up with me asking questions that end up with the answer sort of becoming testimony at this point. Mr. Stevens, I presume you were intending to testify here.
That is correct. For the city, and Mrs. Rogers as the petitioner for the city.
Oh, good. We're going to get totally schizophrenic.
I know.
Representations for different personalities of the same single person. I just love that. Mr. Stevens, why don't you raise your right hand? Let's get you sworn in so that your answers that you're going to give my questions here are under oath. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this proceeding today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. So, I'll go ahead and back up here. Doesn't look like we have any members of the public. I didn't see that there were any comments submitted prior to the hearing on this. I'm going to tell you something that you've heard me say in these proceedings before. Everything that has just been admitted, been made part of the record, that C1 through C16, including all of the narrative prose information that's in the city C1, is in the record. Doesn't have to be read in to be part of the record. Doesn't get any added weight by being read in addition to being in written form. So, given that we don't have any members of the public to inform here, and I presume even though Ms. Rogers is maybe representing a different role for the city somehow with this, I presume she's familiar with the city's C1 and the other exhibits that have been submitted. Is that fair, Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
So, that being the case, Mr. Stevens, I don't want you to read it in. All that does is just take more time and make the recording and video longer and make the conversion of it when we're done longer on my screen, which we don't need. So I'm going to jump into my questions then straight away and try to figure out where we're postured on this. Long and skinny, 1 by 127 here. This is being vacated because why? What's encroaching into this area?
Portions of the building facade. it's...
So most of the overhangs and awnings and that kind of thing?
That's correct. We ran into a similar situation on the Elks building several years ago, I believe.
I recall that, yeah. How about down here with the 1 foot 6 by 16?
Same idea.
Okay, what about over here on the Pacific Avenue side?
This is more complicated because while there are portions of the building, there are subsurface areas here, and this is, I think, part of what Traffic and Susie will speak to. But there's more play in this location because of the vaulted area and the portions of it. It's not just the facade, it's vaulted walk also.
Well, I figured because the submissions prior to the hearing say that Traffic Engineering is somewhat or maybe even adamantly opposed to vacating this area. And so I guess my question is, if we're wearing different hats here from the city representatives, is RPS still advancing this area for vacation?
So, Mr. Examiner, it was determined or decided that we would bring forth this petition, even though Traffic Engineering voiced adamant concerns about the vacation of Pacific Avenue.
Why?
Well, and Mrs. Camerzell is here to speak to that, and I'd be happy to let her take the floor if she wants to more fully explain why she doesn't want that portion included.
All right, so Ms. Camerzell, if you would unmute, please, and raise your right hand. We're going to get everybody sworn in here so we can just sort of engage in the free-for-all from here on out. Raise your right hand, please, Ms. Camerzell. You swear and affirm that the testimony I'm about to elicit from you and that you might otherwise give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay, you're a little laggy here. So, Ms. Camerzell, what is Traffic Engineering's position as to the Pacific Avenue side portion that is part of the vacation petition at this point?
Sure, and if I need to, so I'm Jennifer Camerzell, Public Works Engineering, Principal Engineer. If I need to log in with my phone for better voice or verbal testimony, please let me know, and I'm happy to do so.
Doing okay right now. Let's keep going this way and see how it goes.
Okay.
So the question is, I guess, broadly, what is Traffic Engineering's position on this 12 by 35 feet, 16 plus or minus area on Pacific Avenue?
So Public Works' concern is that this portion of Pacific Avenue is considered part of the Schuster Parkway Promenade Trail that connects to Reston Way and then up here to Pacific Avenue. This trail is part of is included in the city's transportation master plan as part of a network that provides a vision for all modes. In 2013, there was a design concept, a conceptual design for Schuster Parkway Trail that did verify the connection would be to Pacific Avenue, which meets up to the south on existing bike lanes on Pacific Avenue, and then to the west, Sharrows that are on South 7th Street. The design for this intersection has not been completed. It's not clear if the right turn lane would be allowed to convert to part of the trail, or if the trail would actually have to be outside of the existing travel lane where the sidewalk currently exists, as well as the stairs.
So, for me to try to sum that up and bottom line it, Traffic Engineering is still opposed to vacating this area as city right-of-way. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Ms. Rogers, it sounded like you were trying to say something as I was trying to give Ms. Camerzell a turn first. Are you wishing to speak now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so hang on.
Oh, sorry.
let, let me get you sworn in first, because all of this is sort of ending up being in the nature of testimony. So I can't see all you, but would you confirm that you are raising your right hand, please?
I am confirming I'm raising my right hand.
Do you swear to affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
So what is it you want me to know at this point?
The city as a petitioner does not object to withdrawal of that area in an effort to advance the rest of the street vacation. We can always, upon further design of the shared use path at that intersection, we could modify that area to accommodate traffic's concerns.
Okay. I presume then, Ms. Camrazel, that from your perspective as representing traffic engineering, that you do not object to the withdrawal of that area from this particular street vacation petition.
Correct.
That was weird. Okay.
Mr. Examiner. Mr. Examiner.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Stevens.
I'm reluctant to speak now because there was some echo. It seems like it's cured. It's fixed now, though.
It's abated at this point. So,
okay.
Hang on 1 second, though. So Ms. Rogers is representing the city as petitioner. Ms. Camrazel is here representing Public Works Traffic Engineering's interest. Mr. Stevens, you're here just as sort of the processor of the petition, like normal. Is that fair?
That is fair.
All right. So everybody's still under oath, and you're going to remain so until we've got this all sorted, until we're done, really. What is it that you were wanting to say now at this point?
Well, it just occurred to me, and I feel like we're maybe this isn't the exact time to do this, but it occurred to me that we could leave the Pacific Avenue area in the petition, in the city's sale of the property to a prospective property owner. Language could be included in that conveyance that would require the property owner to dedicate any needed right of way for the use of that shared path or whatever traffic wanted at that time. That would be another way.
I'm not inclined to do that. I think that just complicates things. And I think it maybe gives the property purchaser unrealistic expectations for what might happen. I think it makes more sense to me to preserve the existing right-of-way interest and see where it goes from there.
Understood. I just wanted to at least throw that out there.
Dedicating something back. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you throwing out alternatives, but I'm not inclined to go down that path, I don't think, in terms of my recommendation. And given that Ms. Rogers, representing the city's petitioner interest, has already essentially made a motion to withdraw that, I'm inclined to grant the city as petitioner's motion to withdraw that area from the petition at this point.
Sounds great.
So, with that area withdrawn from the petition, the rest seems pretty straightforward to me. There are no objections by any of the responding entities, agencies, etc., to the Commerce Street and the 7th Street sides for just those skinnies. Is that correct, Mr. Stevens?
That is correct.
All right. So, we're just cutting right to it then. I'm going to go in this order: Stevens, Camrazel, and Rogers. Given what's in the written record and what's already been said in response to my questions and et cetera this morning, Mr. Stevens, still under oath, is there anything else that you want me to know on the way to concluding the hearing and getting down to writing on this thing?
Mr. Examiner, there is nothing else that I would like you to know.
All right. Ms. Camerzell, how about you?
Public Works has no additional comments, just as we have no objection to the vacation on Commerce or South 7th Street.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Rogers, still under oath. Your turn.
No further comments.
All right. Well, that's easy. Is anyone wishing to make a closing statement, even though I didn't give you the chance to make an opening one before we just got into our sort of roundtable free-for-all? Anything additional, Mr. Stevens? Any comments, Mr. Exactly. Closing statement, whatever. All right. Ms. Rogers, how about you then? I guess Ms. Camerzell really wasn't here in representation, just here as a potential witness. Are you wishing to make a closing statement or any kind of just, you can make an opening and closing, you know, an omnibus statement at this point, if you would like.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for being here today. And I'm going to look at the cast of characters just one more time. Hold on. I'm going to stop the screen share so I can get us all back on a little bit larger footing. I am showing at this point now 7 participants, myself, 2 instances of Susie Rogers, Jennifer Camerzell, Louisa Legg, and Tacoma Traffic Engineering, along with Troy Stevens. I'm not seeing any members of the public here. So we will... Yeah, and it's 9:22. That's long enough. Apparently, we don't have any members of the public here wishing to testify, so I'm going to dispense with the public testimony, public comment portion of today's hearing and move towards wrapping things up then. Everybody's already said they don't have anything additional, so I will thank you for being here today. Thank you for indulging my questions to get us to the place where we are at. Pretty quickly, 22-minute hearing isn't bad. If there's nothing else, then I will wish you all a good rest of your day. And you all know how it works from here. I'll get my written recommendation together on the amended petition, and it will be on its way to the council for the council's decision on the recommendation as quickly as we can. Anything else that we need to address before we go off the record and adjourn? Mr. Stevens?
No, nothing for me.
All right, Ms. Rogers?
Nothing further.
All right, well, again, thank you, and have a good rest of your day. We'll be
out. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thank you very much, all.